what is going on, Mike?
Yo, Bang, what's good?
Life.
Looking a little dark over there. Not you itself. I'm just saying, like, the...
I gotta fix the little area, my light going off.
The lighting, lighting in the background looks a little off. Yeah.
Quiet stormish.
Okay.
Over here.
You said life. Thing. You say life. Life is life.
Life is life. Yeah, life is life. You know what I'm saying? Mental health check. It sucks right now, but we gonna get through it.
Okay.
And that thing. How you doing?
Tired. I'm tired, man. I'm tired, bro. I just got back from Orlando, Florida for a week. You know, took the daughter, wife, you know, brother, took his family, my niece and my nephew. We kicked it in Orlando for a week. That was cool, but tiring. You know, so that was cool. And, you know, Father's Day had passed. How was your Father's Day? Father's Day was cool. Everybody pitching in to buy Bang a light. Yeah, because
I got
to
get another one.
We can't see Bang right now. Bang looking like how I used to look on the pod, you know what I'm saying, before I got my ring light. Well, I didn't even buy a ring light. I borrowed my daughter's ring light. I literally take her ring light from her and then she gets mad. So, Father's Day was, we forgot to wish you a happy Father's Day, but how was your Father's Day and all of that?
Father's Day was Father's Day.
Cool. Did you get a gift?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Cards and stuff. Yeah.
I did. I got a gift. I got a real nice gift. A gift that I shout out to the wife. Wife came through for the kid. You know, I got previously before Father's Day, I've been you know how people, you know, they hold on to their iPhones for as long as they can. Like, you know, I'm not upgrading the iPhone. I'm not upgrading the iPhone. Like, I'm going to stick with this iPhone 11 forever until it breaks or whatever. So
iPhone 11?
No, Bang. I upgrade my iPhones. I'm up to date on iPhones. But I've been holding on to an Apple Watch 3 for a very long time.
Me too.
So I had an Apple Watch 3, but my wife, she knows, like, it's been, for the past year, it only lasts like half the day, if that. The battery would die, you know what I'm saying, and then I'll cut it back on, and then the battery percentage will say it's at 10%, and I'm like, yo, this motherfucker was charging all night. But my wife been knew this, so this been over a year. So when Christmas came, this past Christmas, I just knew I was getting an Apple Watch. I knew it. I said, my wife gave me an Apple Watch for Christmas. I only got to tell her. Christmas Day came, no Apple Watch. I didn't hold it against her, though, because she still got me a nice gift. So I didn't hold it against her, but I was a little salty. I was a little salty because I was expecting it. So I told her, you know, big deal. I'll buy my own Apple Watch. No, I'll just hold on to this 3, you know, for as long as I can. No worries. And then, you know, Father's Day comes. I still haven't bought an Apple Watch yet. I'm still holding on. So I haven't even mentioned the Apple Watch again. I have never brought it up again since Christmas. Until after I told her I was going to get my own. So then Father's Day comes. You know what I'm saying? I wake up. And boom. Apple Watch Series 10. I was ecstatic. I was ecstatic, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, it's. I'm not a picky. My wife knows. She know I'm not like a picky gift like picker. Like, I'm not picky with the gifts and things that I want. You know what I'm saying, like that. So I'm very simple. But the fact that she really came through for me on that, I was appreciative. I was appreciative of that. So that was really cool of her.
You cool with the socks? You cool with the socks and drawers?
Yeah, man. I'm not picky with gifts. You know what I'm saying? I wear a lot of graphic t-shirts. You can give me a fitted hat. You know what I'm saying? And I'm good to go. You ain't got to do nothing crazy for me. But she went out of her way and got me that watch knowing I needed it, even though I told her I was going to get my own. So shout out to her for that. And then I took her to Disney in return.
You still spent the most money.
Whew, yeah, heavy. Yeah, cheers to that, bro. Cheers to that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but other than that, cheers, we back and we here, and I'm tired, but it is what it is. We here though.
Yeah, man, we got a good show planned for y'all today, man. My man Weso is gonna be jumping on to the show. Should be jumping on the show today. So the freshman list came out, and I don't know none of these folks.
Yeah, that's I think I remember one year, I forgot what year it was. This might have been maybe 5-6 years ago. I had posted, XXX, how you pronounce his name? You know what I'm saying? Rest his soul.
XXXTentacion.
Yeah. The year he was on it, I think I posted the list. I had posted it on my Facebook page, and that post got a lot of hits on it. And I was like, yo, I have no clue who these guys are. I think that's when I officially, like, checked out of the XXL freshman list.
Yeah, I guess.
Ever since that year, every year, it's the same thing. Every year. Like, I might know one or two people on there. So,
yeah, this year
is no different.
Yeah, I think as we wait on Weso, we could go ahead and kick it off with this. First of all, the list includes Jello. I guess he's probably, for us, the most notable name on here.
Yeah.
And some of these names are...
The names are just getting more crazy and crazier every year. You know, thank you.
I had a question after we do the names, right? But we got LaserDim 700. That name sounds like some shit, like a sci-fi movie from 1955. Yeah. Ray Vaughn, you know what I'm saying? Sound like somebody who you went to school with.
Shout out to Ray Vaughn.
Play football. Ray Vaughn. Shout out to Ray Vaughn. So we're familiar with two.
Okay.
Two. Samara Sin, I'm familiar with her because of Instagram.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of her work on Instagram. She could rap. She could get up. Nino Paid from the DMV area, from PG County.
Okay.
Around where I used to stay at. Normal rap name.
Nino Paid.
I think as far as rap names, Nino Paid might be the most normal rap names that we're used to. Low Shimmy. 1900 Rugrat.
I like that. I like that name. I'm intrigued off the name, just off the name. I'm intrigued.
That name sounds like Rugrats with a 1900 number for Rugrats. So you call it as a shorty and you run up your parents' phone bill because you want to talk to Tommy Pickles. Like, that shit sound like on a commercial of Nickelodeon. Do you want to hear more from the Rugrats? Call 1-900-RUGRAT.
Yeah.
And you could talk to the cast, including Tommy Pickles. And then Tommy be on there like, yeah, you Rugrats. And then you're like, and then they say like $5.55 for the first minute, $100 for every other minute. Had you ever called the 1900 number?
No, but I used to call the party line. That sound like something for the party line or something like that.
Wait a minute, I just thought about it. Where are you old enough for 1900 numbers?
1900? I don't know.
When was that 1-900 joints?
The one, like, so...
Oh, Mike.
No.
Everybody had a 1-900 number. Everybody had one. The WCW had one. WWF had one.
I probably wasn't calling a number back then. No, I wasn't calling.
Celebrities had one.
No.
1-900 numbers was filled with porn.
Yeah, no.
It's like 1-900 erotica.
Yeah, what was the? No, I never used to call those.
Oh,
numbers.
Oh, Mike, I got to see if I can find a 1-900 commercial. Yeah.
I think I didn't start like indulging in those type of numbers until the party line was available.
Now, I've never called one of those.
I've called the party.
Let me see, because that if your parents see that was the old school way of getting caught up.
Yeah.
That was the old school freak nasty shit. If you called the 1-900 number and like 1-900 erotica. And then you called
I don't think I was that ambitious because I knew. No, I knew better than to call them numbers. I wasn't that ambitious.
Hold on. I gotta find one of these joints.
Yeah.
Like it'd be like 1-900. 1-900 sex. Like, whoa. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Hold on, I think I might have found one. Try to find one of those 1-900 commercials. Let me see, 1-800 freaky commercials. Find one. You know what? There we go. I found one that we could use. I found one we could use, Mike. And no, Orlando, I wasn't that much. No, because I did not want my parents to kick my ass.
I wasn't that ambitious to call those. Now, I don't know. I feel like the party line number was like, was it? I don't know.
Party line, I ain't do that.
It was like untraceable, or you was able to call it after like 9 o'clock or some shit like that.
I will not do now that.
I can't remember.
Y'all won on that one.
Yeah, but we was on there like no.
Y'all won on that one.
I think he was able to call that shit private or something. I don't know, bro.
Y'all won on that one. I was not doing the part. I knew people who was doing that shit. I just was like, nah, what's the point? I just call a friend. Like, I just call a friend. Like, why would I?
It was just something.
Be on three-way.
It was just something about talking to somebody you never met before and just figuring out, like, why are you this interested in me? And I never met you before.
No, nah, I'm straight.
Why are you this freaky?
Yeah, Mike, here's a 1-900. Let me make sure the audio. But, this is a 1-900 commercial back in the day.
Sometimes we all need a friend to talk to. And now there's a phone number for you to call.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
You need to talk to that certain someone anytime, 24 hours a day. Perhaps you're looking for
250 a minute.
Or a woman's point of view. Or maybe you just need to hear a soft, smiling voice.
Look at that.
This is one-to-one conversation, and it's live.
Look at that, Mike. 1-900, call a thought.
Let me be your friend on the other end.
That's how...
That's how they talked on the party line.
Yeah.
Look, they used to run those. Look, I've seen those commercials so many times. They run those commercials during BET uncut hours, but with black people. You know what I'm saying? So, but I like I said, I was never that ambitious.
Yeah, you never,
never that ambitious.
Back, and I know we still go call us old, but yeah, back in our day, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like if you was watching like USA Up All Night. And shit, it'd be like 1-900.
Yeah.
Love.
Before your time, we saw no trip.
Is that a porno? No, what is that?
Yeah, it'd be.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, then you call it, and then it'd be like 1-900 lust. And then they'd be like, yo, pick one. And then after that, like, once you hit one, that's it. Your phone, your parents' phone bill is fucked. Yes. And you getting a whooping. And never know. But on the payphone, however, on the payphone. Do that shit on the payphone. And we used to joke around on the payphone. But, hey, before we even get into all of this, hey, we got – matter of fact, this is the first time he's been on here in his new role. So this is different, y'all. This is work now.
Yeah.
Like to introduce y'all, reintroduce y'all to my homie Weeso. Weeso is the managing editor of Hip Hop Wire. Y'all make sure y'all go to hiphopwire.com for anything hip hop related, rap, all of that stuff. Shouts out to everything that you're doing over there. Shouts out to Birthday Bash and everything. But when we work, we still work together. When we work together, you like to send us this double XL list. And every year has been to the point where I just not been knowing more and more people.
Yeah. You'd be like the Snoop Dogg, maybe. You're like, who?
Yeah. Shout out to Weeso, man. If y'all are familiar with his content, like Weeso is one of those guys that's in the industry that really keeps his ear to the ground. All right. You know, just to say less, you know what I'm saying? That man knows about any and everything that's happening with up and coming artists, you know, and just like, hey, if you got questions, Weeso is here to answer them. And that's why he's here now. So Weeso, man, look, we running through this list. And me and Bang have just said that we're familiar with maybe two or three people on here.
I will tell you now, I'm familiar with Jello. Right. I'm familiar with Jello, Rayvon, Samar Sin. I feel bad that I'm not familiar with Baby Chief Do It because he's from the crib.
Wait, Baby Chief Do It? Oh, he's on there?
Yeah.
Okay, I know Baby. You want to know why I know who Baby Chief Do It is?
Why is that?
Because he be in the, what you call it? He was in one of he was in one of corporate's Black Chicago B likes.
Oh, okay.
So if you're familiar with corporate, corporate is actually up and coming. He's an artist in Chicago. Like he hasn't, like you know, he making a name out of himself doing the content with the videos for the Black Chicago B like. So I've seen Baby Chief Do It in one of those videos, but that's the only reason why I know him. But I haven't heard his music.
I saw a lot of people saying that Von Off 1700 was supposed to be on there. Okay. I don't know. don't know, but that, I will say this.
They're very similar, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like to say, before I pass it on over to you to talk about some of these people on the list, is I like the fact that you have all of these names on there, and then you have Ian. Like, you have Laser Dim 700, YTB Fat, Baby Chief Do It, and Ian. And shouts out to Pavi. Pavi told us that we should know Ian. I don't know.
Yes.
But let's talk about Ian.
Yes. First and foremost, so Tyler the Creator, if y'all remember, he sneaked this Ian a couple of months ago because he was hating on him. He was like, he's this white kid, suburban kid that's trying to rap like Gucci. But the thing is like, Ian is just dope. And then a lot of people didn't peep, but like, his first project was hosted by DJ Holiday. You don't get a DJ Holiday mixtape if you're not dope. You know, like Nicki, them type of artists get DJ Holiday type of, you know, mixtapes. Mm-hmm. So with Ian, he's dope. He has the right people around him. He's also managed by Boo, which is Akon's older brother. And if you know anything about Boo, he makes moves. He makes moves. If you're a part of his team, you are good. Zach? Oh.
Go ahead. We saw you good. Go keep going.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're good.
Yeah, no, Ian's going to be the biggest one out that list. This is going to be one of them type of moments from like 2016 where all them mumble rappers are mumbling and you don't understand what they're saying. You're like, Uzi is trash.
Okay, we lost Weezo a little bit. I know where he's at. He's in the tunnel on the ground.
He must got an iPhone 11.
He probably he getting money now. He getting money now. That boy.
Weezo, let me find out. You one of them guys that hold on to your iPhone 11.
And Weezo getting money now. Weezo got iPhone 20.
Hey, bro, I know people with some stubborn people out here that no matter how much money they getting, they gonna hold on to that iPhone 10 or 11.
I have a scratch on my phone, and I don't normally have the phone when it has a scratch. Normally, it's time to go. That scratch gonna stay, fam.
Yeah, I panic too. I'd be like, that debit, get the insurance.
Scratch gonna stay. We gonna bring Weezo back on when he get back. When he get up in the whip, so he can go ahead and start having this conversation. But Ian, I guess we have to listen to Ian.
Is this Ian? Ian? Triplin? That's what it is. Ian?
No, just Ian. His name is just Ian. I A N.
Where's his name at on here on this list? I don't see his name on here.
It's right.
Oh, Ian. I see. Oh, I A N. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Which guy is this? You said this is the white boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a couple white boys on here. The one that's in the front, or the one holding the money.
So 1-900 Rugrat is the white guy too.
Okay, because I could clearly see 1900 tatted on his neck.
Yeah,
he's
the white guy too.
He's the other white guy. All right, cool. So we got two white guys. How we feeling about Jello getting on here though? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's
I didn't bullshit. That's no front.
That's interesting. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of artists out here who've been campaigning to get on this list who've probably put in more legwork than Jello. And Jello came out with, you know, a couple records and took the internet by storm, and boom, here he is on the freshman list. I wonder.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a question I want to ask Weezo. So I was just asking Bang.
I'll watch y'all.
Yeah. Weezo, what kind of phone you got?
I got an iPhone 16.
All right, cool. Okay. We were making jokes about the iPhone.
You see a sunroof? You see a sunroof?
Oh, yeah, Weezo, I can get money. Weezo, are you driving right now?
I'm not driving, actually.
He's self-driving.
I'm in the back of the back.
Oh, you self-driving. Are you in an Uber? Tell the Uber driver, so what up?
Hey, some dude probably said, what's up, OG? Some dude probably said, what's up?
Tell him what's up.
He said, tell him what's up. Hey, and just before we get back to the Hip Hop Wire, XXL talk, Ashley Banks Hip Hop Wired on the way. I'm taking it to the crib. I'm taking it to the crib.
Hey!
This Monday, we're doing Ashley Banks on Hip Hop Wire Freestyle on the way.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Shouts out to Lyrical. Shouts out to Brianna. Shouts out to the whole team. That's what I'm talking about.
We saw out here. What's that Atlanta money hitting for real? We saw. Let me find out.
Nah, you got it. There's different ways to skin a cat.
right, bet. Say less.
There you go. Laserdim 700. It sounds like a 1950s horror movie with like robots and shit. What should we be listening to for him?
What you just explained, it's going to be very futuristic. He's going to be one of them artists that you might not ever understand, but your son likes him. He's one of them artists, but like he's likable. He's a cool dude. He's like Yachty. You know how like Lil Yachty, you might not like his music, but you think like your son thinks he's cool. That's how Laserdim is.
Okay.
He's a meme, not a meme. I don't want to call him a meme, but like you might not like his music, but you like his aesthetic. So that's why a lot of kids are going to gravitate to him. But I personally think he's dope.
Every time I see that name, I say, vroom, vroom, vroom. That's what I think is like a laser or some shit. Now, Rayvon, now for the old heads, this is the closest that we're going to get
absolutely
to somebody. TDE got the back and forth with Joey Badass and everything. I don't think we really need to explain that one.
For sure.
Samara Sin. I got hooked to Samara Sin. She's from Tennessee on Instagram. She can rap her ass off. You know, and it's also good to see female representation. Nino Paid. You said in your video, Nino Paid is like Babyface Ray, and I'm familiar with Babyface Ray.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Real smooth, gets in the money, can spit. He connects with every single era. A lot of people, because Nino, shout out to the DMV. Well, kind of shout out to the DMV, but to the DMV. what is it called? He's from Detroit, but people thought I was saying he's from Nino Paid from Detroit. I was saying Babyface Ray's from Detroit. But very similar type of vibe.
Low Shimmy.
That's my second favorite one. That's my second. If anyone wants to get an example, what type of music you're gonna get from Low Shimmy, put in Low Shimmy featuring Brent Faiyaz For Me remix. That song is a masterpiece. And all you hear is just all these ad-libs for me. That song is amazing. Low Shimmy is going to be one of those people that in 2025 right now? 2026? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever year we're in right now. By the end of next year, if you want a song on the radio, you got to have Low Shimmy on your chorus. You got to have him featured on the song. So he's one of them type of artists. Great featured artist.
Okay.
Why the hell is boy named himself 1900 Rugrat?
1900 Rugrat. That got to be the worst name in hip hop history.
Yeah.
Somebody got to cut his hair. Somebody got to get my man veneer. I don't know. I've never been here. It's a lounge. You taking me to a motel?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where you go.
Oh.
No, that was right. No, that's right there.
We call we saw on the mission.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh, down there in the A.
Down there.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
My man going on mission still. Okay.
So are you from what 1900 Rugrat? What's up with his music? Because that was the name that's on here that popped out to me the most.
He went viral because he did an On the Radar freestyle. And from there, everyone was just like, who is this? I don't want to call someone dirty, but man, that man looked like he's never showered in his life. Ever.
Oh, like, remember, I know Mike laughed because I told him that I thought Kalani, like, I used to think that Kalani was dirty. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And but what did she smell like when you met her?
She smelled like lilac, fam.
She smelled like what? She
smelled like lilac.
Lilac.
Do you like the music, though?
Yeah. I was a fan.
Yeah, we love Kalani, but Bang just had this, like...
But she was in her tattoo, it looked like I ain't washed my hair era. She looked like she was musty. Let's get to a couple of names before we get you out of here. YTB Fat.
Yeah. Get to the money type dudes. Like, if you like Moneybagg, yo, you'll like him. He's decent. And that's not a Chicago decent either. I'm like very hip to Chicago decent levels now. So now... For those who do not know, like, if I really like something, I'm going to say decent as hell. So this is not decent as hell. It's just decent. I'm really mad that they didn't put Big YBA on there, but.
Who was that?
Big YBA is this artist from Carolina, and every single song this man has put out in the last like 3 months has been a hit. Like Miss It was amazing. Sex Me, amazing. Why is he not on the list? I have no idea. Even St. Lamar, we just put out a freestyle with St. Lamar.
Yeah. Also,
man, the king of YNR&B, and then he's spitting like that. Those are two artists I don't understand why they're not on the list.
YNR&B. Would Jodeci be, we're going to have a conversation of, was Jodeci like the first YNR&B group of all time?
See, y'all got to answer that one. I don't know.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We know what it is. Maybe. And E.M. Triplin. Yeah, let's go to E.M. Triplin. Like,
That was the only person that I'm like, all right, somebody did some pay for play. Come on, bro. That man, I don't know how he made that on there. No disrespect to him. All, you know, all respect. Hopefully he has a long career. But I don't see it. You're going to, in a couple of years, you're going to be like, I didn't know who that was then, and I still don't know who that is. He might be counting napkins at Walmart by the end of this year.
That's like when we go to Atlanta and we have conversations around some of the people we meet, which I got to have a conversation with you about. EPK J-Bo is the freshman 10 winner. Like, do you know anything about EBK J-Bo? It just sounds like public aid. Like, it sounds like food stamps enough.
From my understanding, he's also a producer. That's all I know about him, but nothing about music. I've heard about his production. That's it.
So when we look back on this list next year, you already like put your weight around Ian. Is there anybody else? Like, if you were to say these are the three freshmen by next year are going to be a household name, who would those three be?
Just Ian. That's it. A household name, someone that we're going to be looking back and they're selling out shows, and Ian, and the thing is like, one, Ian is very dope. He makes very good music. He has a cult following. But the most important part is he has Boo on his side. For those who do not know about Akon's brother, Google it. Anyone that has Boo by their side, you're a star. That's it. Point blank, period. Ask T-Pain. Ask Akon. Ian's out of here.
Okay. Well, Mike, it looks like we have to pay attention to Ian. So Hibachi or Hookah? Who are we doing, Hibachi or Hookah right now?
Both.
You enjoy your Hibachi and Hookah, fam. I'm going to holler at you.
Wait, hold on. I got to ask you a question. So yeah. we didn't even talk about Jello, but before you, I think when you had went out, what are your thoughts on Jello making this list? Because you said there were people on this list that shouldn't be on here. And then I'm pretty sure you know artists that should be on this list. How did Jello get on here? How did Jello get on here when we got other artists that have probably seemed to put in more groundwork than Jello?
Jello, I don't understand how in the world Jello made it. Jello made it off of one record. Off of one record. Because the thing is, his follow-up and then the follow-up to his follow-up wasn't good. It didn't impact our radios. It didn't do nothing. I mean, look, Bang knows stuff behind the scenes, and he knows what I'm talking about. People were about to be invested, but then they realized that, nah, this may not be something that you want to put some money behind. And yeah, he just, if his follow-up record would have did at least a quarter of what the first one did, then he would have been on fire, and it would have made sense. But this was pay for play, so I don't get it.
That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to hear. It was just pay for play. All right.
Yeah. Real quick, what we got? Ashley Banks coming up next week. But what else we got to look forward to for Hip Hop White?
Big YBA just performed "Sex Me." That's gonna be coming out. Kurt Cobain just gave a major co-sign to another Houston artist on the rise. That's coming out sometime this week as well. Bunch of freestyles, bunch of interviews. It's getting spooky. If you're not following Hip Hop Wired, please do at Hip Hop Wired on every single platform.
All right. Tell Kirsten we did this so she can make sure that we are aligned.
And we're working. No doubt. All right.
I'll holler at you.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. So before we get back to it, we have a take a word from our sponsor. Yes, Mike, we have a sponsor, and this sponsor is none other than one of the greatest of all time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is LL Cool J, and I want to thank you all for calling and counting down the cuts with me. But I got plenty more to tell you about. Dial the LL Cool J hotline and get the news behind the cuts. Keep up with the latest up-to-date happening. Find out how I'm living. LL style.
What? $2 the first minute, 45 cents for each additional minute. Kids, get your parents' permission before you die.
No way! And, I was today years old.
Told you, fam. Bro,
I was not aware, G. I'm familiar. Everybody. I'm familiar with plenty of 1-900 numbers. I've never dialed one in my life, though. I've never actually even thought about dialing a number. I automatically, when I saw a 1-900 number pop up on the screen, and if I ever had a thought in my mind to dial that number, I would have had immediately thought in my head, phone bill gonna be like crazy. So I never had that thought in my mind, G, to dial a 1-900 number, and let alone LL Cool J got one. That shit that's crazy work right there, fam. Shout out to LL.
Hey, like I said, everybody had a 900 number.
Yeah.
And shouts out to LL Cool J sponsoring some dude with his 1-900 number. Make sure y'all call that number. Hey, get your parents' permission. Don't just be out here. Get your parents' permission.
Did you ever call Mike Jones' number?
Hell no.
We called that number before. I remember calling Mike Jones' number. I was curious. I'm like, bro, ain't no way this man
is going for him.
And then come to find out it's a goddamn voicemail.
Oh, that's what it was? I'm dead ass serious.
I think it was a voicemail. Yeah, it was a voicemail.
Dead ass serious. I never called the Mike Jones number. The only reason why I knew it is because of rap and all of that, but I never called it. Yeah. Hey, man, let's talk about Jim Jones. All right. And I know this is a topic near and dear to your heart. You know what I'm saying? Because Jim Jones is out here on a podcast talking about how Nas ain't touching him, but then he goes on Instagram, can't spell, but basically says he's content farming and everything, but then he does Hot 97 Summer Jam. They cut his joint short. He's mad and everything. Like, what are your thoughts on what you're seeing from Jim Jones? Like, do you believe he really believes that Nas ain't messing with him right now, or do you believe that he is grabbing attention so people can listen to his music?
Buy whatever he about to be selling? Is he about to come out with another record? Is another album about to drop, Jimmy? What is going on? I know that, you know, back in the day, y'all had, you know what I'm saying, I don't even know if it was a long beef, but y'all had, Dipset had beef with Nas back then. You know what I'm saying? I think it was around the time when they was beefing with Hov too, I think. Like, they was beefing with Nas too. I'm just curious, like, what is going on? Like, is this clickbait? Are we trolling? I don't know, bro. But honestly, he's misinformed. I think he's not in touch with what's going on right now. But it's kind of surprising and disturbing too, because this man knows Nas. He knows what Nas has done in this game. So it's like, bro, balling is your claim to fame, G. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had the streets buzzing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, Dipset is one thing, but I'm talking about your solo career. Before that, it was before balling, you had the streets buzzing a little bit. But that was it, though. Nothing that can even remotely touch what Nasir Jones has done in this rap game. And I honestly feel like he knows that. So I think majority of this is trolling. But I think it's trolling because I don't know if he still has a long-lasting beef with Nas, and he's using this moment to, you know what I'm saying, just spark shit, re-spark shit. But you know what I'm saying? Jimmy on a he wilding. I think now I obviously do know he's trolling too, because he said he could out-gym Shannon Sharp. Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. I know you be in the gym doing your thing, bro, but to say you can, you know what I'm saying, Outlift, Unk. Crazy, bro. So I don't know honestly what's going on with Jim Jones, bro. But I honestly haven't really been entertaining it. I've seen the shit that he's been saying, but it's laughable. Really laughable at this point, G. Laughable.
I said this.
I don't know. Was it his BET performance? Like he had the BET performance. Is that getting to his head? The BET Awards. You had your little moment at the BET Awards. We gave you your flowers, G. No need to go extreme here. You know what I'm saying? No need.
I truly believe that when Jim Jones became, like, I guess the closest to a household name you could get, mm-hmm. he was a bit older.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, think about some like the rappers that got on after their 30s, right? Or became pop to the 30s. I think Jim Jones is making up for lost time. My only thing about Jim Jones is that he wants to be a YN.
And that's we've talked about this. We talked about this on the pod already too. Like the way that he still dresses, you know, the antics and like he's really doing YN shit right now.
Yeah, and it's like Jim Jones suffers from OG YN syndrome.
Yeah.
Like old guy, young nigga syndrome. Mm-hmm. He's telling Shannon Sharp that people 40 and 50 are the ones who wants to argue about Nas. And he ain't wrong.
He not wrong.
But he's in his 40s. You are in the demographic to be arguing about Nas. Like, I don't want to hear Jim Jones have a debate about why some of these people on the freshman list is on the list. Like, I want to hear a conversation with Jim Jones talking about Ian or 1-900 Rugrat. And that, to me, seems like who he's trying to cater to.
Yeah.
Like, the song, the Harlem song, right? Got the shorty that was on the radar. That's her on the hook. He got the young chick on the hook. And it seems like everything he is... he's catering to young bloods in New York. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Jim Jones is becoming the old gang recruiter. He's becoming that old vice lord or that old GD that is standing at the end of the block and you about to go to school and you in the seventh grade and he try to make you join the gang. That's what Jim Jones is turning into.
Okay.
Because it almost feels like he's becoming an infomercial on joining his group, but then at the same time, he's giving you every reason not to join said group because you don't want to be like him when you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. You're talking to somebody who literally has every Jim Jones album.
Mm-hmm.
I have Jim Jones mixtapes. I classify myself as a Dipset stan,
mm-hmm.
because I have damn near every, or had, because I lost it during the YouTube music, Google Music transition.
Yeah.
But I had every Dipset mixtape. I had every Jim Jones mixtape. Had every Juel Santana mixtape. Had every Cam'ron mixtape. I got Purple City. I got Male Matrix. I got a Mafia. I got Bezel. I am a Dipset stan.
No doubt.
I don't put Jim Jones in the circle with other rapping rappers.
Mm-hmm.
I put Jim Jones in that group of people where, man, they ain't rapping to try to be the GOAT. They ain't rapping to try to be the greatest. They just rap to have fun. But when you start entering that territory, is where I'm like, all right, you doing too much, fam.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a little bit too big for your britches. He tried to say that Styles P wasn't on his level when Styles P was talking about like the level of raps. Now, I ain't going to lie. He gave Pusha one, but I don't think Pusha was prepared. I was surprised.
He won't push the T to diss him so bad.
But so he already bad. Did, and then he did that song, and it was actually, oh. And now we're entering this Nas thing, and it's like, all right, Jimmy, we get it. But you got to stop being the OGYN.
Yeah.
Just be the OG. Because the one thing that I can say about everybody he named, they're cool with being the OG. It comes. And it goes. But I feel kind of like Jim Jones is in a rap midlife crisis.
He's just in a midlife crisis altogether, bro.
No, I'm going to say a rap midlife crisis.
Shit.
Like, Jim Jones know he the OG, but he also believes he's the OGYN.
He needs to embrace being the OG now, bro. It's time. He pushing 50. Jimmy, you are pushing 50. It is okay to embrace your OG-ness. You ain't got to be a YN anymore. There are plenty of YNs out here that got it on lock. You could be an OG, bro. Like, and you'll be a respected OG. You have not done anything in this industry to, like, you know what I'm saying, smear your legacy. Your legacy is cemented. Like, like, I'm not a Jim Jones guy, but I respect you know what I'm saying? The work that he has put in, even post Dipset, like, he's done a lot. Like, he's put out a lot of material. You know what I'm saying? He's continued to somewhat stay relevant in the hip hop game. I mean, like, obviously more so cater to his core fan base, and that's all right. And a lot of it has been solid quality work.
Yeah, like, this quality is what work. I want. This is what I want Jim Jones to look at.
But it's time.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I think Jim Jones needs to look at this right here.
What do we have right here?
It's a chart breaking down the age categories.
Yeah. I'm unk. I don't like that.
Young niggas. Little niggas.
What's BB? What's
young
that?
Niggas. I don't know.
What is BB?
Big brother. Oh, big bro. Big homie. Big bro. Okay.
BB is big bro.
So we got little nigga. Young nigga, big bro, a big homie, unks, okay. OGs, elders. Jim Jones got to embrace this. He has to. We're
OG,
at this time,
bro. He look. He's 48 years old. He's an OG, and it's OG. Okay to be an OG. I hope one day I could grow up and be an OG.
We all do.
I want to be an OG. I hope I could grow up and be one, and I embrace being an OG. But yeah, he out here living in that 8 to 14 year old demographic, and
Jim Jones,
that ain't it.
Jim Jones is 48 years old.
15 to 25. Excuse me.
Yeah, Jim Jones is 48 years old and will be 49 on July 15th.
Yeah.
So crazy. Jim Jones should be preparing for his 50th birthday.
Yeah.
He's an OG. Don't be an OGYN. It don't look right. It don't feel right. Like, L ends, like, that's Trey. Y ends, that's some of my little cousins.
Yeah.
I like my big homie era, but I feel like I could have did more in that era.
Mm-hmm.
Unk, I'm at Unk stage now, and I like it. Like, man, I like it.
You pushing OG. How you feeling? About to be OG soon. You cool with that?
I'm glad to make it. I'm glad to be there. I'm glad to be almost there. Matter of fact, I probably have an OG party. But I'm pushing OG. But Jim Jones is an OG. He don't have to be OGYN. Like, he don't have to be a 49-year-old acting like a 25-year-old. It's okay. That's what I would say to Jim. It's okay to be the OG, to spread knowledge and wisdom to the younger cats. But getting mad at somebody because they're comparing you to you don't want to hear Nas. And he made the flub by saying that he got more Billboard entries than Nas. He knew he was wrong in that. Like, we ain't even.
Did he know he was wrong? Or was he, is he really out of touch?
He knew he was wrong in that. Mike, he knew he was wrong in that. Nas been around since 1993.
Is he so stuck in his OGYN phase. Mike, yeah, he's that out of touch to not know.
Mike, Nas's whole career is damn near Jim Jones's age at this point. Is the majority of Jim Jones's life. He knew that.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that. And for anybody to even say him in Nas's name, like, yo, and here's the thing. I ain't mad at Jim Jones having the ultimate confidence in himself to say I'm better than all of these niggas. I'm not even mad at that. I'm just tripping that he's not adhering to the age group that he's in. He needs to act like an OG and stop trying to act like a YN. He's not 25. He's not even acting like Unk or Big Homie. He's acting like an OG that wants to be a YN. There's no time. What's capsules or whatever it's called. What? There's no going back in time. There's no Back to the Future. You're not Marty McFly,
mm-hmm.
Jim Jones. You are an OG. Be that. Be that.
And it's cool.
It's okay.
It's very cool.
This is why I believe he's going through a midlife crisis or mid-rap crisis. Mm-hmm. Because when Jim Jones started getting popular is when he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
Like balling. I'm not a balling fan. Let me just say I hate balling. But I like Summer with Miami. I like Jim Jones's verse on Certified Gangster. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I like his verse on I'm Ready. I bought Jim Jones's albums. I'm a Jim Jones fan. I'm just saying, like, I'm 43. I can't be a YN. I don't have the, my body don't act right enough to be a YN. Like, I got knee problems, Jack. My back be hurting.
Yeah.
I have life stress. See, the one thing about a YN that an OG wishes he could deal with or don't have to deal with is life stress.
Yeah.
YNs don't have to deal with life stress. Like, YNs still be on their parents' insurance. OG, you got kids. Mm-hmm. You got family.
Some OGs got grandkids.
Some of them got great-grandkids. You got to deal with life's issues, fam. Or you have to impart on your grandkids or your kids to be like, hey, man, you know, this is how you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, at 45, 55, everybody underneath you, you call a young boy. That's what Jim Jones is at. He can't try to single-handedly change what an OG is. He can't try to change OGs like Jay-Z said 40 is the new 30. Mm-hmm. No, it ain't. It's 40.
Nah, Jay, 30 is the new 20.
Whatever, 30 is the new 20. Same thing. Yeah. I didn't have knee issues at 30. I mean, at 20. Mm-hmm. At 30, it was creeping. At 40, they're here.
We're using arthritis cream, goddammit.
You know right.
I'm not even 40 yet, and I got arthritis.
Right, like, I know Jim Jones is in shape and that thing, you know, doing pull-ups. He's trying to challenge Shannon Sharp. But you know what? When you're done and when you're not on camera, you're putting icy hot on some of them joints, man.
Thanks.
Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Nobody said you had to be... See, I do like this era of rap where the OGs don't seem as old as you think.
Mm-hmm.
But he got to look at that chart, and Jim Jones got to understand, like, it's okay. We're happy that we're at this age. You're an OG. Stop preparing for your 50th birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to say 50 is the new 20 on us, Jim Jones.
Put a suit on, Jimmy. It's cool.
Like, he got to put a suit on.
Put a suit on for your 50th.
He ain't going to do that.
Nice touch for your 50th.
He ain't gonna do that. Like,
you ain't gotta wear Chrome Heart every day, bro. You ain't gotta wear Chrome Heart.
See, that's why I'm new. What's Chrome Heart? Chrome Heart is new jeans.
Chrome Heart is like one of the like most popular brand of clothing out here, designer clothes, but it's YN, it's popular in the YN community.
See, I'm an OG. I don't know.
Very popular in the YN community. Chrome Heart.
I'm an OG. Give me some Nautica jeans. I'm okay. Give me some sweats. Yeah,
give me some Levi's, bro. Give me some Levi's.
Like Jim, you can still rap. You can wear that while you're on tour. You can wear that when you do a concert. But when you get back home, be OG.
Yeah.
be an OG. That's the age group you're in. Be that. Don't try to do too much. That's all I say about Jim Jones, man. But I respect him thinking that he's just as good as everybody else. All right, man. Before we
Jimmy can't possibly think he better than Nas, bro.
Yeah. All right, man, real quick, we got to pay some bills, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the NBA Finals. Yeah, we're going to talk about the NBA Finals and much, much more. Stay tuned.
I'm Freddy Krueger, your worst nightmare come alive, and now I'm on your telephone. Dial this number now, and I'll tell you Freddy's favorite bedtime stories. Gruesome new tales of murder and mayhem, frightful heartstoppers of pain and gore. So dial this number now if you dare, and prepare for a scare. Freddy Krueger has a special message just for you.
$2 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.
Bruh. Mike, let me just say this.
Bruh.
As somebody who's a Nightmare on Elm Street fan, as somebody who even has like those dreams of Steel Freddy still, ain't nowhere in hell I'm calling a 1-900 number to hear Freddy's voice.
Bro, I would have been petrified.
Right. What is
it? Like, bruh.
What are we doing here?
Ain't no way I'm calling Freddy Krueger after 9 o'clock, bro.
Like, what you gonna talk
about? At all, bro. But what can I possibly have a conversation with Freddy Krueger about, G?
What are we doing here? Like, what are we doing? Let me go get my phone. Let me call Freddy. Let me call Freddy. And it's $2 the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute. For you to piss your pants, because Freddy is right. What are we doing in the world?
No way.
What were we doing in the world in the 80s where you was like, let me call Freddy Krueger and be scared?
Nah.
But we do. Well, Landon is looking at me crazy, so I think he wants something. So before we talk some more about NBA, we're going to talk to the King of R&B.
Hello, Heartbreakers. This is Bobby Brown. I've been waiting patiently to tell you about my inner thoughts, my ideas, and my intimate touring stories. I want to share my secrets with you on my personal hotline. If you want to be with me, don't be cruel. It's only $2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Remember, I'm waiting, lady. Don't break my heart. Call now.
Children, get your parents' permission before you dial.
Boy,
this is incredible.
The amount of draws that was wet when you called this 1-900 number for Bobby Brown.
Bobby! We find out Bobby Brown was a freak man.
He said, to get my intimate tour stories, you going to get some dude acting like Bobby Brown talking about some man. After I sung Tenderoni, I did, to continue, press one.
Bruh, is this like OnlyFans before OnlyFans, G?
Oh, hey! Hey!
OnlyFans before OnlyFans, G. Like, this is what celebrities were doing on the side, bro, to make bread. Is that what this is? 1-900 numbers is like OnlyFans. OnlyFans in the 80s. That's crazy.
This, hey, you crazy. Have a real good point there, Mike. 1-900 numbers were the original.
We're the OG OnlyFans.
Damn.
Dang, bro. I ain't even mad at y'all hustle, dog. I ain't mad at it. You heard LL on that commercial talking all sexy and shit. You know what the hell he was doing? Freak man. Niggas was freaking.
And they weren't even the ones on the call, fam. They weren't even the ones on the call.
80s, boy. The 80s was a wild time, fam.
Hey, man. But look, hey. So the OKC Thunder, hey, our prediction, if I can remember correctly. No. Our prediction was OKC versus the Boston Celtics at the beginning of the season.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, as things change, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I still said, well, we were totally wrong in the amount of games.
Yeah.
But we did pick OKC and OKC won. But let me ask this. Do you think people are doing too much when it comes to the chatter around the team? Like, first thing we look on these talk, these programs, these sports programs are if they're an all-time team or is Shea the best player, the face of the NBA and all of that. Like, I already know the answer. We're way too early about all of that.
Yeah,
but when you look at this team, like, what do you think about this OKC Thunder team?
Well, obviously, like you said, we're way early on those conversations. Is this like an all-time team? Is this going to be a dynasty in the making? Is Shea the face of the NBA? Like, yeah, all of these are very premature questions to ask. I mean, it's possible. All of these, but those are possible scenarios, though. I think Shea Gilgeous-Alexander has potential to be the face of the NBA. I do think the OKC Thunder have potential to be a dynasty, but obviously to be a dynasty you have to win at least back to back, and then, you know what I'm saying, then we'll start having the conversation. But we haven't had a back to back winner, shit, a back to back championship winner since when was the last time we had back to back winners, man?
Is it LA?
It's been a while since we've had, hold on, let me look real quick.
Ain't it Golden State?
The Golden State Warriors. Yeah, the Golden State Warriors were the back in the 18 and 19. If I'm looking at it correctly. Oh, no, 2017 and 18. Because the Toronto Raptors won in 2019.
Right.
I had to go three-peat. That was the year Kevin Durant tore his Achilles. So that was the last year. And then prior to that, it was the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat with Bron. Yeah. Wait, so we haven't had a back to back in a while. So, but again, but as far as this OKC team, congratulations to them. They are the 2025 NBA champions. I'm a fan of this team because they've shown they are living proof that you can start it from the ground and build it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think this is what the Philadelphia 76ers tried to do when they did the trust the process thing, when they came up with trust the process. This is the process being trusted, and it's succeeding in the end. This is the end game for the process right here. This is what happened. They traded for Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and then, you know what I'm saying, the OKC Thunder grabbed all of these draft picks. And, you know, traded away Paul George, got rid of Russell Westbrook, got rid of, you know what I'm saying, Carmelo Anthony that time when they was like a super team. And then you had Chris Paul there, you know, as a floor general, just an OG guy, just a vet, a wily vet on your basketball team with a bunch of young guys, And Shea Gilgeous-Alexander was one of the centerpieces way back when Chris Paul was there. And they just built it from the ground up. With draft picks and obviously you need more in an organization to like be great. You gotta have great GM. You gotta have a great GM. You gotta have great coaching. You know what I'm saying? To put all of this together. And that's exactly what they did. They built it from the ground up and here we are, man. Like, the youngest team in the NBA just won the NBA championship. You gotta like really look at that. I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of that process. I would love to see more teams do it this way. I think it brings more competitive nature to the NBA because you see teams like the Houston Rockets, they're doing it. But they just made a trade for Kevin Durant, which I'm not totally a fan of. We could get to that in a second. But to answer your question, though, I'm a big fan of this OKC team and the way that they got there to the championship. They didn't make any big trades. Obviously, you trade away Josh Giddey to the Bulls for Alex Caruso. You get Caruso because Caruso is a defensive piece that you need, and you sign Hardenstein. Those are pretty much the only really moves that they made in the offseason to put together the final touch to what they were already building, because they made it last year. I believe did they get bounced in the Western Conference Finals last year, or was it?
No, it was the semis.
So they went from the OKC Thunder went from being a non-playoff contending team to making it to the play-in game, to being one of the best teams in the West and getting bumped in the semis, to getting to the NBA Finals and winning it. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, but and not having to trade for big-name players. They just trusted what they had, trusted the process, and now they're holding up the trophy. So I'm a fan of that.
But when you look at the chance to go back-to-back, do you think they got to make a move in order to keep that? Because I'll tell you, I'll let you answer that, and I'll tell you my fear of the OKC Thunder right now. Mm-hmm.
Wait, you wanted me to answer that question?
Do
I think they have a chance to go back-to-back?
Yeah, do you think they have the ability to go back-to-back or
without having to make a move? I honestly, looking at their team right now, I honestly don't see them having to do anything significant. I mean, you signed Hardenstein. I think they gave him a long-term deal. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see you having to do anything there. Their team is pretty much – they literally got the same – they going into next season – with the same team, Joe. You don't have to do anything significant. If you have to do something as far as with Alex Caruso and maybe giving him an extension possibly, you know what I'm saying? That would help. But I don't see them having to do anything. I think everybody's under contract for the most part. You don't really have to do much. So I think with that, yeah, they have a great shot at repeating and being heavy favorites to repeat, and I don't think they need to do anything significant to their lineup to do that.
That's my fear. See, when young teams win, mm-hmm. my fear is, will they be hungry enough to go get number two?
That's always a scenario that's brought
up. And I don't want to sound like the old head here, but this team lame.
Oh, for sure. They definitely give off corny. They definitely give off corny.
I don't want to say corny, but they're the lamest NBA champions of all time. Like, there's no – like, the one of the best things that happened at the victory parade is the speech. I think it was Aaron Wiggins made a speech about how they won 24 games 4 years ago, and they called them the black hole of the NBA. But now look at us now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, if you don't get your inspirational ass up out of here, when we are at these goddamn victory parades and then they get to where they need to get and they have the celebration, we need somebody to cuss. Like, we need somebody belligerent. We need mm-hmm. somebody drunk. Who's the belligerent drunk person on the stage? Like, no, everybody was all nice and cordial and shit, and Aaron Wiggins out here trying to make us happy and make the OKC fans happy because they believed in them and they didn't let them go. No, I need somebody to be drunk and call somebody out their name.
I think that's just you're seeing them as really, really mature kids that know that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, obviously the job is finished, but they locked in. Mike,
do I got to pull this up again? Hey. Like, this team's is full of YNs and big homies. Get drunk. Get drunk.
Hey, kids.
Get belligerent.
Jalen Williams said he never drunk alcohol before.
No, they're not kids. They're YNs and big homies.
Kids.
No. 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 I ain't saying do something stupid to get in trouble. Started.
Hey, dude,
I want to hear expletives.
Hey, these dudes be on TikTok, bro. They be making TikToks, G. YNs, bro. Two Jalen Williams on the team. Them niggas is zesty YNs, all right? Them not regular YNs, G. They look zesty. You know what I'm saying? It's you know, hey, you got to just let them be who they go be. You know, you try to make them out.
Hey, man.
They ain't the YNs that's out here in the streets wearing Chrome Heart. You know what I'm saying? They not the ones that's out south.
We're gonna take a real quick break, and we're gonna come back to have more conversations around.
These are up the north YNs.
See?
Oh. 1-900-288-2888. $2.99 per minute. Callers 18 or over.
What I say,
confessions,
babe?
Fantasies, and private dreams. Now you can try them free, free, free. Women's confessions. Learn the private secrets women hide. Dial 1-900-230-FREE. Try it free. Discover fantasies of romance and love. Dial 1-900-386-FREE. Try it free. Take a peek inside their private dreams.
But they got nothing but black women in this commercial.
And try it free. Wait a minute. Try them now. Try them all for
black.
Free.
Confessions, fantasies, and private dreams. About this shit.
America's most revealing $15 confession line with the first minute free.
Adult $15?
OnlyFans!
Uh-oh.
Oh, you startled me. I was just on the phone with a special friend. He calls often, but sometimes it gets... Well, you know. I have lots of special friends. Do you need someone to get close to?
See, your phone's back.
It's really simple. Jot down my number. You better hurry before my line gets busy again. I'll be waiting for you.
$4.99 per minute, adults only.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why they had all the black women talking about confessions and shit, though?
Only fans in the 80s.
Why? That's messed up.
1-900 numbers. 1-900 numbers was only fans in the 80s, ladies and gentlemen.
That's freaky. Man.
Freaky.
Freaky
time. Freaky.
Let's go back to the Oakland. You're very fucked up with the zesty.
They zesty. Have you not seen the one Jalen Williams? The both Jalen Williams. They did the TikTok to the Mooney Long record. You never see that?
No,
bro. Them niggas zesty.
Zesty. So they ZYNs. You trying to tell me they ZYNs?
They zesty. Zesty as hell, boy.
Wow,
zesty. Hey man, let me send this shit to you, bro. These niggas been zesty.
So to answer your question, I think especially if what you're saying is true. No man,
you gonna pull this up? You can pull this up if you want to.
Oh no, because now I don't want to get our shit taken down because the music.
This is a TikTok. All right, cool.
But the music in the background.
You look at this on the side, bro. These niggas is zesty, dog.
Yeah.
shouldn't be concerned about them niggas not knowing how to pop bottles, not know how to, you know what I'm saying, turn up at a parade, and you know what I'm saying, because they just not built like that.
I just know they need to stop giving these dudes that class action. Stop giving them the Don Julio.
It's over for that, man.
Stop giving them that class action.
Yeah,
they ain't even getting the real tequila feel out of that. No, man, I know the NBA draft is tonight. We gonna kill
that's
this
tonight.
Before. Yeah, that's tonight. For round
Cooper
one
Flag tonight. Getting drafted tonight
in 30 minutes.
I thought it was like a week in between the NBA finals. I did not know the draft, bro. That's what happened when you were unk. Right? No idea.
But nah, man.
Bro, there's a hype around the NBA draft. That's crazy.
And this is a pretty decent draft. I believe that the OKC Thunder is the favorite to win the NBA Finals. However, I also believe that I don't know if this team got I don't know if they got it to go back-to-back. I don't think they got that. And because I don't think they got that, I do believe they need to make a trade. I do believe that they need to make a trade for somebody.
But bang, who do you try to go get and who do you trade? Because Giannis. What are you really?
You go get Giannis. You could get Giannis without destroying your team. Because this team is already loaded with picks. I think to confirm, to solidify you going back to back, you go talk to Milwaukee and see what their take for Giannis. I don't know if this team is going to be hungry enough to go back to back. And I don't think Sam Presti is going to rest on the fact that he got one ring after doing what he's done for all of these years. if they want to go dynasty mode and get multiple championships, especially with the trade you said that you ain't like, which is Kevin Durant going to Houston, when you got LA still lurking around, and they just need front court help. When you got LA still lurking around, when you have all of these teams, the West is deep. When you got all of these teams in the West, and in the East, everybody hurt. Nah, if I'm Milwaukee, or if I'm OKC, I'm calling them to at least inquire about Giannis. And yeah, I'll give up Chet Holmgren and a couple of them picks for Giannis. Giannis is still, like, Giannis still got years on him.
Yeah, for sure.
He still got years on him. You put Giannis with that team, they're going to be hungry enough to go back-to-back. And he could go get his second ring. They could go get their second ring. And then you're going to have to pay some folks. And you will still have enough talent in order to keep up with the West, because the second apron. I will go after Giannis with all of the assets that I have and just, hey, here's Chet. And I like Chet.
Mm-hmm.
But here's Chet. Here's some of these other picks. Take Chet, the 25th pick in this year's draft, and then here's some other picks. Bye. Because I don't believe, and I'm going to say it again, I don't believe that this team is hungry enough to go do it again. Go get Giannis. What Giannis going to do in Miami? What are you going to do in Miami?
Do you think do Giannis, in New York? Do you think Giannis will start the season as a Milwaukee Buck, or do you think he's
eventually? I believe because everybody hurt in the East now. Like, if I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, why do I trade him unless I'm going to get some real shit in return?
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong, Damian Lillard ain't playing this year or next year. He's not going to play next year. But you still got Giannis, and you still got other people on that team, but you got, I mean, the Knicks is probably the best team in the East right now. Philly can't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese Halliburton ain't playing next year. Jason Tatum ain't playing next year. Boston is trading pieces. Shit, the Bulls might become a fifth seed in the East because of what's going on.
That's what the Bulls need to – Bulls need to go get Giannis.
Man, they ain't got enough to do it. And I like Matas Buzelis. Yeah. I like him. Yeah. And he seemed like he wants to be the face of the team.
Yeah.
I'm with it. But no, look at the Eastern Conference. Like, look at the Eastern Conference.
They banged up for sure.
If
you really look at it, I mean, obviously the Knicks and...
Wait a minute. Because I don't trust the Cavaliers. Let me just say, I don't trust the Cavaliers. But they were the number one seed. Celtics is trading off pieces and folks hurt. Knicks, we ain't got no new coach yet, so we'll see what happens. Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton hurt. He's done for the year. The Bucks, the fifth seed, they inch right up over. They at least inch up to number two or number three.
But why, though? With what team, though? They don't have nobody on their squad. Dame is out.
I know, but they still got Giannis, and that's enough where everybody hurt to at least be a top three seed.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this right now. The team that might win out of all of this with folks hurt, watch out for the Detroit Pistons next year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's the team.
They're going to take a step forward definitely next year, like top three in the East.
That's the team I believe that we need to watch out for next season with everybody in the East hurt.
I think the Atlanta Hawks landing Porzingis. I think that's a good pickup for
but
them.
What the hell? No, what the hell is wrong with Porzingis?
Well,
nope.
I mean,
we gotta find out.
Yeah, he gotta stay healthy. But when he is healthy, he's
but
solid.
Yeah, we don't know. This man was sick. All right. He was sick. Like, let's be real. He wasn't out because he was injured. He was out because he was sick.
Man caught that Rona or something.
Oh, right. Something happened. But he was out because he was sick.
Yeah.
So,
a healthy Porzingis with Trae Young And you know what I'm saying? Jalen Williams back next year. And
we gotta find out
they got a solid lineup.
Mike, we gotta find out what exactly that is, though. But the Detroit Pistons to me becomes if you were to say, all right, Bang, who you think is the top three seeds with everything that you see right now? I'll go as far as to say the Detroit Pistons is gonna be the number one seed in the East next year.
That's not far-fetched. Not far-fetched at all.
I will go the way it stands right now, I will go the Pistons, the Knicks, the Cavaliers, the Bucks.
What about Orlando? Orlando Magic is better than Milwaukee. The Orlando Magic is a better basketball team than the Milwaukee Bucks.
I feel you, but they don't be healthy either.
The Atlanta Hawks and the Orlando Magic are better basketball teams than the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis, man.
On paper they are, but they ain't got no Giannis that's a dog. They ain't got, look.
Atlanta Hawks, not yet, but Orlando is definitely, thing. Even with.
I will believe Orlando when I see it because everybody be on that joint hurt. Like the Wagner brothers be hurt.
Well,
Wendell Carter be hurt.
Last year they dealt with the injuries. Jalen Suggs had gotten.
That's what I'm saying. I will believe it. That's what I said. I will believe it when they're healthy. And Desmond Bane, we'll see what he like without Ja.
Okay.
But those are my top three teams. I think the team that we're going to be looking at, like we looked at the Cleveland Cavaliers this year, is the Detroit Pistons. The Atlanta Hawks, until we find out what the hell was wrong with Kristaps Porzingis, I ain't putting them in anything. Because that man was coughing something while he was out. But if I am a team like the Bulls, can coaching, like Billy Donovan, for all his worth, I don't think he the issue. I think AK and Mark Eversley is the worst front court in the NBA right now.
Y'all hate Donovan.
Them boys. I don't hate Donovan. I hate the front office. Yeah. Will the 76ers be hurt? Is Tyrese Maxey going to take that turn? Like, there's a lot of questions on the East.
Hey, low-key, look, it's a lot of questions in the East because of injury, but when you really look at teams like the Atlanta Hawks, if you look at the Orlando Magic, if you look at Philly, if those three teams stay healthy, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we might the East might be competitive. Would you got the Knicks and then you got the Pistons?
Because everybody's going to be hungry. That's going to be the hungry conference. Now, if you look at the West, See, that's why when I look at the West, I'm sorry. Okay, see, don't rest on your laurels. Just go talk to them and see what's up with Giannis. But you got the Rockets, and I want to get your opinion on this trade because I was kind of shocked at that. You got the Lakers that's still out there. The Nuggets still out there. The Clippers is going to do enough. Is Ant-Man going to turn that corner? Is it over for the Warriors? Can Ja pull it together with him and Jaren Jackson Jr.? What can we get from Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg? Is the Spurs going to turn the corner too? And they got two lottery picks tonight. Two. If I'm OKC, when I look at the West, nah, man, I'm calling about Giannis. You can get one of these young, you can get one of these YNs and some of these picks we got.
Yeah.
Go, have it. But you mentioned that you didn't like the Houston trade for Kevin Durant.
Hey, man, you know how I feel about Kevin Durant, bro.
Well, real quick.
I feel you.
But, Before we talk about this, we want to take a commercial break. We want to see what's going on out there in the world so we can pay some bills because we broke around here. We got to pay some bills. So, hey, we just letting you know, man, you want to watch the NBA draft? Do it. But don't be alone tonight.
What is your dream girl like? Does she have soft, full lips? Does she have the deepest blue eyes? Does she have long, flowing blonde hair? Am I getting warm? Well, let's turn up the temperature with Sizzling Live one-to-one conversation. Call me at 1-900-288-2050 for the best dream you've ever had.
$4.99 a minute.
Adults only.
Talking personal ad. Then see how many private messages you get. Plus, you can also hear personal ads from America's most romantic singles. There are hundreds of new callers every day. So call now and get private messages from exciting singles who want to connect with you.
Just $2 a minute. Adults over 18 only.
There's nothing else like it. All my friends call, too.
Sometimes I don't even talk. It's fun just to listen.
It's cheaper than going to bars. And you meet better quality people. And no cover, no minimum.
I call all the time. It's fun.
Nice friendly people at 1-900-999-CHAT. 89 cents a minute. Call now.
Boy, that phone bill's as high as hell.
Yeah, let me see some. Let me see something real quick, man.
Is restricted or is unavailable. Please contact customer care for assistance.
Oh, them numbers dead, man.
I know, bro. I was just fucking around.
This numbers is dead. All right, man. We back on some, dude. What's up with you and this KD trade? You still mad at KD? You still think you're
hoe? You know, he whole ass ring chasing nigga, bro. Bro. Yeah, I look again. I just told you I'm a fan of the OKC Thunder. I'm a fan of what they've done as far as rebuilding that organization and getting them there. Again, what Philadelphia was trying to do with the trust the process, that's what the Oklahoma City Thunder did, and I'm a fan of that. And I feel like the OKC, I feel like, wait, hold on, is it ring chasing or ideal basketball? Look, Brando, I look, you a Houston guy, dog. I know you excited. I'm not even finna, no. I've had KD discussions on this pod already. We ain't going back to that. But I'm a fan of what the Houston Rockets have done as far as rebuilding their organization. You finished second in the West. Yes, you got knocked out in the first round by the Golden State Warriors. I get it. Yeah, I understand. You know, it happens. You're a young team. Shit happens. But you're in the right, you're going in the right direction. You got the right coach. You get, you know, Udoka. You know what I'm saying? That is, I love what they were doing, bro. And Ammo. You trade away Jalen Green for Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant want to come play with y'all. I don't care. Hey, Kevin Durant, bro. Hey, that's a lot of things I want. That don't mean I would get it. You know what I'm saying? These teams be catering to these niggas, man. Catering to this old motherfucker, bro. And every single organization he go to, the shit crashes and burns. Crashes and burns. Don't say I ain't warned you, though. Y'all fried now, bro. Fried. The Houston Rockets are fried. You heard it right here first on Some Dude Pod. Y'all ain't finishing in the top six next year. The Houston Rockets will be a play-in team. I said what I said, bro. The only thing people are hating about this trade is Dylan Brooks leaving. Hey, bro, because they don't know no better, bro. They don't know no better, fam. What has KD done for any organization since he left the Golden State Warriors? What? You should be disappointed in this trade, Brando. You should be fucking disappointed that Kevin Durant came over there and broke up the chemistry. The chemistry is broken now. Y'all broke the chemistry. It's over. You got Kevin Durant on your team now, dog. Y'all are fucked, dog. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, KD gonna go out there. He gonna give you 30 every other night. You know what I'm saying? And then he gonna sprain an ankle. You know what I'm saying? He gonna have turf toe or some shit like that. He gonna be out, you know, for a spur of games. He gonna be out 5 games here. He gonna be out 10 games here. He gonna come in. He gonna play. You know what I'm saying? Him and Udoka go get into it. You know what I'm saying, man? Get up out of here. Get up out of here, bro. Look, if y'all one season, like everything you saying to me, like, look, again, they made it to the second round. It was a top two seed in the West. And now all of a sudden,
number two seed
in the West. Now all of a sudden, y'all ready to win a championship next year. See, this is what happens when you don't trust the process. You know what I'm saying? When you get too overzealous and you know what I'm saying, y'all feel like y'all could take that leap with an aging Kevin Durant. Get up out of here, dog. Look, yeah, keep typing, Brando. You can type. I'm not reading all of that, bro, right now while I'm podding. Gee, Kevin Durant is fried. He just fried y'all squad, bro. And it is what it is. That's just my take on it. So I'm no longer a fan. No longer a fan. I was a fan at first. But now y'all got KD. Y'all fried, bro.
I will take KD over who they traded.
Jalen Green had a bad playoff series, G, but he's a kid. He's a kid for crying out loud, bro.
But it goes to what I said about the OKC Thunder.
He's a kid.
If they win, are they going to be hungry enough to try to get or go get back-to-back?
These are kids.
Jalen Green.
That's you, Doka. That's the head coach. It's the head coach.
I'm with you. You got to get you. Well, wait a minute. I'm with you. I'm with you to the point where is Jalen Green going to be hungry enough to go make up for what's happened? I'm sorry. He going to have to do that in Phoenix.
Of course.
Because I don't get two more years of KD. And I could ink one out, especially as I said about OKC. I don't think that they got it.
Bang. You heard it right here first on Some Dude Pod. The Houston Rockets will be a play-in team next year. Right? You heard it right here first on Some
Dude. So they're going to go from the number two seed to a play-in team.
Yes. Please. Please. Bookmark this episode.
And that's banked on your hatred for KD?
Not even hatred. This is facts. This is what do you mean? We have seen the destruction of teams on every team this man has gone to, dog. You know what I'm saying? He fucked the Brooklyn Nets up, dog. Fucked them up. Wanted a trade. Go to get went over there, ruined Devin Booker, ruined him. Free Devin Booker. If I'm Devin Booker, I'm asking for a trade right now. He don't want to get traded, but he need to go too. And if the Phoenix Suns were smart, they would trade Devin Booker, because if you're going young, you might as well just go ahead and blow it all the way up. Send Devin Booker somewhere for another draft pick, for more draft picks. Get Devin Booker up out of there. Free that man. He did everything he could for that organization. But Kevin Durant came right over there, fucked it up. Fucked it up for him. It is what
man,
it is.
Look.
I am Mike B. The Cool, and this is my TED Talk, and I'm done. Houston Rockets going to be a play-in team, G, or six seed. You heard it right here. You heard it right here first on Some Dude Pod, bro. KD ain't saving y'all. KD ain't saving y'all, Brando. He ain't saving y'all.
I don't agree with Mike on this one. Let me just say, I don't agree with Mike on this one.
KD ain't saving y'all.
What I will say is that if I am the Houston Rockets, you got to win in these next 2 years. You got to. It's nothing else to say. You got to win at this point. You got veteran leadership. Your camera okay, Mike?
My camera is not okay, but go ahead. Keep going. I can hear you. Everything is good.
You got veteran leadership. All I see is Baller Blocking, which is a great movie, by the way. And I'm soundtrack.
And the camera just went off.
It's the finals or bust, not the Western Conference Finals. They got to get there. They got to get there. And crazy enough, I think that the Houston Rockets has the team to go there, because they didn't really lose a lot of people. They lost Jalen Green. And it's nothing against Jalen Green. But you got enough. If you think Reed Sheppard is that dude, you got his replacement already. And he ain't play. He barely touched the court last year. So there's that. All right, man. Before we get out of here, one last thing. How we feeling about the Clips new music that's been coming out? How we feeling about the Clips? We ready?
I'm ready, bro. But I'm really, I've been trying to stay away from listening to the leaks and listening to, like, you know, I think the Kendrick verse, some of that just leaked. I haven't listened to the last one. What was it? So Be It. I really haven't. I didn't watch the video for that. I'm trying to stay away from it. I really want to listen to this project from front to back, like, all together. I only listened to Ace Trumpets once. I'm trying to, I want to digest this album in one whole, you know what I'm saying, sitting. I don't want to hear the snippets, and I want to hear this album in full, especially if it's fully produced by Pharrell. I need to hear it from front to back when it drops. But I'm excited, though. I'm excited. July 11th can't come enough. I mean, can't come quick enough. But I'm liking what I'm seeing, and the rollout is great. You know what I'm saying? The interviews are great. You know, a lot of clickbait on the interviews, but Pusha, you know what I'm saying? And Malice, they talk until they talk. Interviews, they getting us excited for the album, and I'm here for it. Yeah, I'm here for the clips. I'm here for the clips, here for the new music and all of the stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready.
We headed to World War III?
Yeah, I don't know, man. We might, you know what I'm saying? Apparently, we got ceasefire, so, you know what I'm saying? We agreed to ceasefire, apparently. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know, man, but World War III is coming. Just know I ain't getting drafted, though. You ain't going to draft me. I got arthritis. I can't
Are
do
we
nothing.
Too old for that.
I can't do nothing for you, Trump. I can't do nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? I got a bad ankle. So
don't we too we too old for that. We ain't get drafted for shit.
Don't call me. You know what I'm saying? Other than that. And then what you think, Bang Guy? Did he walk in or what?
Nah, he going to jail for something.
What about serve time already though? Time served.
No, he going to jail for something. Like,
okay.
People got to get the words right. They're streamlined.
Yeah.
They streamlined the charges.
Yeah.
So they felt like, yeah, we're not going to get him specifically for these things. But if we streamline it, it makes it easier. They're basically trying to make it easier for the jury to be like, yo, you going to jail. But nah, fam. Look, Diddy and them know he getting found guilty on something and he going to jail. They was banking on the mistrial or they're banking on the pills.
Okay.
That's what they banking on.
And I wasn't even saying it based off, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, everybody keep hearing about, the story that came out about certain charges are being dropped and anything like that. I'm just saying based off what you know, based off what we know as far as information-wise, based off what we've heard from every witness and, you know what I'm saying, the prosecution, the cross-examinations and stuff like that, based on what we know, do you think Diddy is going to jail based off that?
Yeah, based off
what we've heard. Okay.
He's going to jail. Last thing, what's on your LimeWire Mount Rushmore?
Probably Wayne, bro. Probably Wayne. I downloaded a lot of Wayne on LimeWire, G. Like every damn mixtape, like when Wayne was when he was on that run, like Squad Up mixtapes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's when LimeWire was really cracking. I don't know. You know what? Surprisingly, bro, like when Soulja Boy was old, like niggas was downloading a lot of Soulja Boy, G, old LimeWire. Like niggas was trying to see what that Soulja Boy fuss was about. Like he was putting out a lot of shit. Soulja Boy really had LimeWire cracking back then. But I downloaded everything though, bro. Like any and everything. Once I finally learned how to do it, like download the shit on LimeWire, bro, I'll download everything. Anything you put, I'll download every Hov album, every Biggie album, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that was anybody at the time when LimeWire was a thing, like I was downloading that shit. I had Napster. I remember when Napster it popped off. I was on Napster like crazy, but it was a short run on Napster. But once LimeWire became that thing, though, I was downloading that thing. But probably Wayne. Wayne is probably the GOAT on LimeWire.
Jay-Z, Wayne, West Coast Productions, Lily Ty.
Okay.
That's my Mount Rushmore.
The LimeWire line is Wayne, Soldier Boy, Hov, probably Earl. Yeah, probably Kanye.
I don't think Mike heard mine at all.
You said West Coast Production,
mm-hmm.
Hov, Lily Ty. Oh, okay. My bad. I heard you.
Close it out, Mike.
Some do pod, man. Hey, man, make sure y'all rate. Make sure y'all like. I was not downloading freaky shit on LimeWire, though. I don't think, bro.
Shit, what?
I probably thought my computer was going to get a virus or something like that. I seen it. What? I stayed away from that kind of shit, though, man.
My computer got that package a couple of times.
I could do it.
I got my LimeWire joints off though.
Yeah, I could get freaky on LimeWire, bro. Y'all niggas was different back then. Y'all different. Hey man, Some Do Pod, man. Rate, like, subscribe. Yeah, man. Some Do Pod on IG, Some Do Pod on Twitter. At @MikeB_CHR, at JR Bang, Facebook group, hashtag Some Do Pod. Anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts, make sure you search the Barber's Chair Network. That is where you will find Some Do Podcasts, amongst a lot of other great content as well on the Barber's Chair Network. I'm Mike B. That's JR Bang. The Houston Rockets will be a play-in team next year. That is my hot take for Some Do Pod. Brando, you're going to have to live with that. Y'all fucked up. Fucked up. We out.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Nate Kale, and this is Some Podcast. We out. Peace.